Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And you are live with Buttercupon and
Dick Hugger
on Smooth Drama.
Drama that's smooth.
Yeah.
Like what's going down your throat right now.
Mm-hmm. We won't talk about that.
How's everybody doing? I hope y'all had a magnificent weekend. Sorry I missed y'all last week. Butter poison.
It didn't miss nothing. It was just a pre-recorded show. You were still on it.
I'm saying, but you poisoned
me. Yeah, we had to do pre-recorded because someone was sick. Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
Came back sick.
With a vengeance.
And I didn't want to catch it, so.
Well, I had lungfish.
Lungfish?
That's a disease. It's where you're allergic to women.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
You should have caught that disease a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. It just caught up to me. It was one of those things. I don't
delayed
know.
Reaction.
Yeah, delayed.
What did you do, break out in hives?
All that.
Oh, wow.
Hives
a picture
on top of hives, on top of hives. It starts in your lungs, and it ends in your lungs.
It starts in your lungs and ends in your lungs.
Right.
Lungfish.
Lungfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lungfish.
All right. Starting with, I'm sure, I don't know if a lot of y'all watched the State of the Union address tonight.
I did.
Yeah, I watched it too. He was eloquent. Be interesting to see if some of that stuff actually happens.
Why do you say that?
I mean, because he talking about taking money out of rich folks' hands. I don't think they all that appreciative of that. You know, he talking about, he's saying he ain't going to tax nothing coming out of my pocket, your pocket, but he going to tax it out of anybody making $250,000 or more.
Shit, I am far from that.
Yeah, I am far from that, too. So.
Do you know a whole lot of people are making over $250,000 a year?
No, because I'd be borrowing money from their ass.
Yeah. Right. I'd be moving in with them.
Homie, lift me up.
Are you single?
Exactly.
You got a son? Shit, you even got a daughter.
Yeah, looking... Okay.
I'll even date the gardener.
That don't even make sense. I ain't even going to ask about that one.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about the news.
Yeah.
Females, get your cell phones out.
What?
Be ready. There's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor...
Well, I thought you were going to give out my number.
Yeah.
Everybody, get your cell phones out and call Dick Hugger at...
Yeah, 619-71... Oh. Dr. Tomovici's boob job ringtone.
What?
Yeah, one doctor claims He's discovered how to increase breast size without surgery or exercises. All you need is a cell phone.
What's the number?
He says, the doctor says you have to listen to grow your bust by 3 centimeters or
your
more,
boobies.
About 1.2 inches. You have to listen to it 20 times a day over a 10-day period. According to the inventor and musician, because he composed the music. So I guess maybe, according to Dr. Tomobichi, buried in the ringtone is the sound of a baby crying, which works subliminally on women to ignite.
What? Subliminally?
Subliminally on women to ignite maternal instincts, which in turn launch hormones that pump up your breasts.
But eventually, they got to go back down.
Just listen to the ringtone.
You just keep listening to it for 20. Forever. Do your breast size keep growing?
I thought that your breast grew anyway when you got older.
Hello? Something happened, and I think it totally bypassed me. And for those of you that can't see, I'm looking down my shirt because I missed the – I stood in line for that and didn't get it.
You was in the wrong line.
I think my sister sat in line twice. And my cousin.
Yeah.
You have my family. And it bypassed me.
They stole yours.
In order for you to steal it, you got to have it in the first place. So they couldn't have stolen it.
See, there was supposed to be some shipped to you.
Well, I never got it. It got lost. FedEx must have been delivering.
That's what happened.
It was on that island with that guy.
Right.
Whatever that movie was.
Tom Hanks, Castaway?
Yeah. They're still on that island.
Nah, see, what they hooked up with the FedEx guy. They got him before he got to your room.
The FedEx guy has bigger boobies than me?
Nah, he had the package. See, he had the package, and that's what happened. You waited in line, you put in your order.
I say, yes, my FedEx guys do have bigger boobies.
Well, I'm not looking at FedEx dude's boobies. I'm missing them. I am totally missing them. I'm not looking. But for all you ladies who are wanting...
So, are we supposed to download this ringtone or what?
It's on the Discovery Channel. So.
Well, do I listen for booby enhancing ringtone?
Yeah. I'm assuming that if you Google it,
I'm choke on my candy.
It'll come up. Booby enhancing. Why are you calling it booby?
You
call me booby
too.
Right, I'm calling me booby, man.
You're not supposed to follow. You're supposed to lead. So don't call them boobies then.
Moving on. Oh, Washington D.C. is a pimp out there who calls himself Captain Save-A-Ho, and he had online prostitution ring, and he was caught. His name is, this is where, yeah, his real name was Yul Na.
Yul Na?
Yul Na.
Yul Na on what?
And he managed, he's 37, and he managed over 400 hookers across the country, advertising them on websites like Craigslist and Adult Friend Finder.
Oh, AFF, okay.
Yeah, he said men who wanted to buy time for ladies set up electronic accounts to transmit cash to Nas. Nas' handle online was CSH, which stands for Captain Save-A-Ho.
In D.C.
But he had hoes in different area codes.
Why is this? Okay. Why do you call them hoes?
Okay.
Ladies of the night.
Okay. He had Ladies of the Night stationed strategically throughout the nation.
400 of them.
400, yeah. He was putting in work. Captain Save-A-Ho. Yeah.
He got caught?
Yeah, he got caught.
Obviously, because he's in the news.
Yeah, he's in the news, and they caught him online. I'm assuming they set it up online. And,
you know. Wow. You know, it'll be interesting to see what his clientele looks like.
I'm sure he's probably got all types.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier
not
to
like
work.
That. What is that, Heidi?
Heidi Fleiss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I know for me, first and foremost, there was something I forgot, and I have to apologize to my roots. Happy Mardi Gras for those who know.
Yeah, that's today?
Yeah, that's today. Yeah.
How come you're not downtown lifting up your shirt for beads?
San Diego don't count for Mardi Gras. This is not the real Mardi Gras.
Well, yeah, we know that. But
Mardi Gras is
you
New Orleans.
Partake in the festivities.
That's not festivities. Look, Mardi Gras, they closed the whole city. You don't have school, nothing.
Okay.
And it's on. You don't understand. See, you have to experience Mardi Gras to understand where I'm coming from. See, you got to, you can just go downtown and you raise them. I don't know nobody. I never.
Talk like that again?
Nobody raised their
damn. Talk like that again.
Yeah, I raise your shirt for some damn beads.
I can do it.
Yeah, that's
get mooned or whatever.
Yeah, well,
you'll hear about it on the news tomorrow, what happened tonight.
No, actually, somebody got shot.
Already?
Yeah. A couple of folks got shot down there.
Tonight?
In the stump? No, during the daytime. Man, Mardi Gras starts like 6 in the morning.
Jeez.
Yeah, folks is out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Mardi Gras.
I know that. That's why you're not understanding how serious it is.
I guess not.
They're down there making it happen.
Okay, well, you did your shout out for all the people that are celebrating Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, there's as leading into this next story, after Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, as they call it, some people celebrate what they call Lent.
That's giving up something, right?
Yeah.
Until Easter?
Yep. Yeah. And these folks, I guess it was reported in the Wall Street Journal, there are people who are considering swearing off Facebook as a Lentian sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you have to be nerds on a whole nother level of the game if your sacrifice is giving up Facebook.
Well, it's almost like people that are addicted to MySpace.
Same thing. That's
were
not,
people giving that up too?
That's not giving up nothing. You're not giving up nothing if, I don't sign on online.
Well, it's almost like giving up email.
Really?
Yeah.
You get that many emails?
Do I?
Yeah. That's not somebody trying to offer you $30 million from Nigeria.
Or asking me to accept checks and cash them for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daddy, who was a millionaire 30 times over, decided he didn't want to give the money to me. He wanted to
right.
share it with your strange ass. So just give me your bank number. And I'm going to put $15 million in the bank for you.
Sure thing.
Yeah. That, and of course, all the you can make it bigger.
Oh, yeah, enlargements.
Yeah, right.
Those are hilarious. Or what is it, 10-inch?
yeah.
Yeah, or more, whatever.
Make your woman happy. It's, yeah.
You get those too?
I don't know anybody who don't get those.
I know.
You know, those are the two right there. Make her happy and 30 million. I'm like, from Nigeria, of all places.
I know.
Yeah, never going there. Moving on. Convicts escape from an Athens prison again.
Again?
Yeah.
Same convicts?
Same convicts. Greece, y'all got some terrible-ass prison. If two dudes can escape
twice.
It's like, for the second time in their lives, two robbers escaped from a high-security prison.
Can we all have high security?
I know. By scaling a rope ladder to a hovering helicopter amid a gun battle with guards. Yes.
A hovering helicopter.
Right.
These people couldn't shoot down the helicopter?
Well, I'm saying that how could y'all not see the helicopter coming?
In the first place.
Right. It's like, hey, there's a helicopter coming.
And they have to climb up a ladder, right?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, they couldn't shoot the helicopter?
No.
And they couldn't shoot the people going up the ladder?
Up the ladder. The stationary ladder. Not the moving ladder. The stationary ladder.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I guess it would pay to go to jail in
Athens,
because you can get out easy.
And they were robbers.
Yeah, they were robbers.
Wow.
I'm gonna guess that they was probably connected big time.
Twice.
Yeah.
They escaped.
They escaped.
So are they on the loose?
They're on the loose.
Makes you wonder how they got caught in the first place.
I don't know. They said that the men remain missing. They had been scheduled to appear before magistrate Monday about their first escape from the same prison 3 years ago. They said the shaking government quickly dismissed three justice ministry officials and prime minister scheduled an emergency meeting of part of his cabinet to discuss the country's prisons.
They suck.
Yeah, really. And your guards?
They suck too.
Yes, fire all they asses because obviously
they don't know how to shoot.
Way inside job.
Wow.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, it's better than what happened to this author.
Uh-oh.
Harry Nicolai, 41. Australian author who was jailed in Thailand for defaming the country's monarchy in a novel that sold, guess how many copies?
One.
No, he sold more than one. He sold
two.
Seven.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
He went to jail for a book that he wrote that only sold
seven
copies.
Wow.
That's awful. Now, if he had sold 7 million, you know, you go to jail, then you get out, you got some bank waiting on you. But 7?
Yeah.
And you went to jail in Thailand for that? I don't even know what to say on that.
No.
He was granted a royal pardon, though. So, he had been in there. Since 2007, he assaulted the Taiwanese prime minister, Thaksin Shinawatra.
Where are all these names coming from?
Where's Thailand?
But still, are we off on Thailand today? Cause isn't this the second story that you've had?
Well, no. He was, that guy was the guy that was, that the book was written about.
Oh.
He was the one that was ousted. He was the proper president, prime minister of Thailand. So the guy that, King, oh God, King Bhumibol Bhumibol. He's the world's longest serving monarch and the only king most Thais have ever known. So, Bhumibol. As one of my homies would say, they're fake Asian, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it said that he got out this past week and he'd been in there for 2 years. Seven books. It's like you went to jail and nobody even read your protest.
I know. Seven books.
Well, hopefully he sell like 10, 15 more. Maybe somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. Moving on to happier subjects. I'm not writing no books anytime soon. I don't want to go to jail. Indiana woman who said, I do, 23 times.
What?
She got married 23 times.
23 times. 23 different men?
Yeah. Her name, she's 68 years old. Her name is, well, she can't remember all her husbands in order. She remembers George Scott, who she married in 57 when she was 16 and he was 31. That was her longest marriage, which was 7 years. Her shortest marriage was 36 hours to Fred Chadwick.
Oh, my God.
And her name is Linda Lou Taylor, is what she started off as. And Lord knows what she is now.
Well, did she keep her name?
Well,
five?
Now, I guess, because she's now Linda Wolf. And she said that her husband, Glenn Scotty Wolf, they didn't marry for love. They married as a publicity stunt because Scotty was the most married man in the world and Linda was his 29th bride. And Scotty died a few days before their one-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been married to a convict, a preacher, a musician, bartenders, homeless men, electricians, and even two gay men. One husband actually really beat her. But she says, I'm not discouraged. I want to do it again.
How old is she now?
She's 68.
And she wants to make it 24?
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even want to make it to two.
And why is that?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on my high horse. Men are idiots. Not idiots, but idiots. Yeah, I know. But you know I've thought like that for a very long time.
And I don't care either.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm on my own high horse. So.
What is your high horse?
They lie and they cheat and, you know, they just, ugh.
And that that is a trait that is exclusive
to men.
To men
oh,
only,
no,
right.
no. But all the men that I've come across.
And what about these catty women that you come across?
Catty women.
Yeah,
catty
women.
Catty women.
Okay. Is there any other thing?
No.
Ooh.
All women are catty.
All right.
I'll admit it.
So you're saying that what?
But most men that I've come across.
Most men that I've come across.
Lie and cheat.
Lie and cheat.
Yeah, that's an argument.
No, it's not an argument. I speak the truth.
So you say.
I speak the truth.
So you say.
Really?
So you say.
Most of your men, I mean.
Why are you trying to pull me out the closet?
Freudian slip.
All right. I'm coming out the closet on the air. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Me too.
I'm a flaming heterosexual.
Oh, God, that was funny. That was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, Freudian slip.
What I meant to say
was
most of your friends.
Most of my friends.
Can you tell me?
Why are you got to talk about my friends?
Where
my homies come in on this?
I know some of your friends.
No, I don't care. My homies ain't in this. Anyway.
But you know what? Most of my friends are the same way.
Okay. So you're not making.
No, so I'm just saying. I just think, 99.9% of men. I just
Right. All right. You want to diss men?
Yeah. What? Are you going to diss women?
I'm not even going to stoop to that level.
Are you
going to
diss men?
I'm not dissing men.
Well, you know,
I'm about to go on
your racial rehab. I'll go on my men rehab.
Okay. I'm about to prop up the fellas.
Uh-oh.
Right here, right now.
What did they do?
Even in this economy, good Samaritans exist.
And they're only men?
A Bay Area woman who just lost her job and cashed out her 401k has the kindness of a stranger to thank for not losing $24,000 of her life savings. A bag full of cash and checks had fallen out of her purse as she walked through a Kmart parking structure in Concord on Saturday night, she told police. Fortunately for her, the man who found the bag flagged down some cops and turned it over. The cops said the man's honesty was really refreshing.
So what are you saying, only men can do that?
I'm saying, here you was.
I don't know this man.
$4,000 in cash, $20,000 in checks.
Who counted it?
And what he do?
Did he count it? First of all, the woman is stupid for carrying that much cash to a Kmart parking lot.
Okay. Well, you're talking about women.
I'm saying, sure, I'll talk about men and women.
All right.
I'll talk about children, too.
Okay. I'm saying.
Why am my children gonna fight all the time?
Yeah, that's
goodness.
You got nothing to say about the Good Samaritan?
No, I'm paying more homie, to him.
Give homie his props.
But you know, he may fall. Like I said, 99.9% of most men. Right? Now I don't know what category he falls into. I don't know this man. He seems honest and Good Samaritan in these troubled times. Kudos to. Did they give out his name?
No.
You can't get that out to him on the radio?
He probably didn't want his name.
Did
to
he
go
get a reward for turning that in?
No, what do you want a reward for?
For turning it in. I mean, the lady didn't come back and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's $100, $200, $50, $10.
She just lost a job.
She could have lost $24,000, too.
Okay. But
I think that, I mean, it will make him dinner, make him take something.
He was nice enough to give it something.
Like,
sometimes you don't need nothing. Sometimes it's good.
I'm not saying he needs it. I mean, out of the goodness of her heart, he should have said, can I make you a cake?
He turned it into the police and disappeared off the set.
Oh, he didn't turn in his name or anything.
No. He's doing a good Samaritan. I don't need no credit.
But you know, she's a good Samaritan coming back and saying that there wasn't anything missing in it.
Right. Because if there would have been something missing, she would have said something.
Wow.
Now.
Where is this at?
This is in Concord, California.
The Bay Area. Oh, in the Bay Area.
Up in the Yay Area. Giving a shout out to all my homies in the Yay Area.
The Yay Area?
In the Yay Area.
What
you
is
don't
that?
Know nothing about that. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't know anything about the Yay.
You're hip impaired.
Hip impaired.
Don't worry about it. It's over your head.
My head's impaired. Right now, my gloves are impaired.
Yeah. Now, we go from the great guy to the Octodad. I don't know if y'all heard about this dude. He's campaigning, saying, I am the father to
all
14
of the
kids.
Then he better step up and start taking care of them.
Hello. Homie, he making me go my racial rehab.
Uh-oh, what?
He's a black man.
None of the kids are black.
Okay, but he's a black man regardless.
So what
and so
mean?
This will be the first time probably in the history of America that a black man is going to claim 14 kids.
Oh my god.
Obviously, his ass has never been taken to court. Because he knew how much child support was. For 14 kids. You might want to shut your mouth, homie. You're going to be broke for a long time.
They have, on Oprah today, they had the grandfather on there. And that family is just. Well, first of all, what's your name?
I don't care.
The woman that had 14 kids?
I don't care about her name.
Hey, on Oprah, they thought that she's disconnected from reality.
Well, yeah.
14
kids. He has 14 kids.
Oh. And this guy's claiming that they're all his?
Yeah. But I heard that people were offering to give her houses and that she's getting large donations.
Yeah.
So he's looking at it from the aspect, I'm going to cash in. But if they pull that cash, you really won't be the father within 14 kids.
Right.
If y'all got to stay in your apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, because.
Is she not working?
No. Nah. I'm assuming that his job probably not going to be able to afford 14.
14 years. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
Hell, the medical on that alone is ridiculous.
Well, they're saying one of her kids has autism.
Right.
And then the other ones, they're still in the hospital. You know, home yet. So can you imagine the doctor's bill?
Right. That's on the house right now. But you claiming the kids.
And her mom, you know, they're all living in the mom's house. The mom is about to lose her house because they haven't made a house payment since May of last year.
Yeah, because they're waiting on them donations.
I know.
Come from people. So I'm like,
14
I don't know.
Kids. Oh, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, this ain't the economy to be bringing in 14 kids.
Jeez. Damn. So I guess the doctor that did all of her, what is that called? IVF? IV?
In vitro, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, IVF. he's being looked at by the medical board. He should have stopped after so many.
What? She got pregnant for 8. She had 6.
Yeah, I know. But they were all done by the same doctor.
She didn't get Jiggy to have another kid. Wow.
Yep.
Turkey baster?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the last, the 8 that she had, the doctor implanted all 6 of the last embryos.
Oh, so
he told them to give her the 6 embryos. And
no, hold on.
She did not get jiggy with it. She went through.
No, but I'm saying that, so she got 8 babies put in her?
She had 6 embryos put in her. One of them, I guess, happened to be twins, so she ended up with 8 babies. Because she's already, out of the 6 that she already had, she had twins. We have a caller. Let's see if I can answer this.
Mm-hmm.
How do I answer?
No,
yeah. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Greg Frank.
Hello.
Gee, Frank, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Fred? I'd like to add to your show here.
I'm Dick Hunger, sir. Add to my show.
I've got a quote here from Vincent Vega, which you may or may not know is John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
All right, kick it to me.
And this is something from Holland, and it breaks down like this, he said. It's legal to buy it, it's legal to own it, and if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's illegal to carry it, but that really doesn't matter. Because get a load of this, if you get stopped by the cops in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's right. That's a right the cops in Amsterdam don't have. I think that kind of plays into your show a little bit.
All right.
Well, we're
picking out with that, man.
The infamous Pulp Fiction
in
the 1990s.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to the world, man. This is the world-famous G-Fizzle.
You're going to put a shout-out for me?
I'm giving a shout-out to you, to the whole world. International Player of the Year, Decade, Month, Week.
Fizzle, player. Building international relations.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I don't.
Hi there. But a Foucault. All right.
She wants you to tell you what you mean.
What do you mean?
Put that live for me. Put my shout out live to the world.
I'm putting it out there live to the world right now. Everybody can hear you.
Wow. Well, hello, world.
Yeah.
Hello,
this
world.
This is G Fizzle.
That's right. Thanks, Fred.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Does he not know that you are Dick
Hunger?
Wow.
That's G Fizzle. He's an international player of everything.
Well, you know, and speaking on that, did you hear that they're trying to make marijuana legal so that it can be taxed to help stimulate the economy?
See? People are listening to me. People are listening to me.
They're trying to legalize weed.
See? Biden.
They want to tax it. I just saw that on the news.
I want to check in the mail my idea. I want a stimulus idea check.
And send it to that P.O. box for Sammy the Cat.
Oh,
You remember Sammy the Cat?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever find the address for Sammy?
I never found the address for Sammy
the
Cat.
That's where the check should be sent.
No.
That P.O. box for
no.
Sammy the Cat. Make it out to Sammy the Cat.
No. I need the check.
To Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger.
For legalizing
weed. Yes. Legalizing weed. They finally listening to me.
They're trying to legalize so they can tax it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that's
you're talking about stirring the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's what we're talking about here. I don't know about the bricks in the hand of Amsterdam, but
G-Fizzle. Thank you for calling in, G-Fizzle.
Thank you, G-Fizzle. Hooking the brother up. That's power to the people right there.
I take it you know him.
Yeah, I know that dude. He's a great guy. Pennsylvania. Now, you know me. Everybody knows me. Y'all know I believe in conspiracies to the fullest.
Oh, yes. I like conspiracies.
Pennsylvania rocked by jailing kids for cash scandal. Two Pennsylvania judges plead guilty to federal fraud charges. They received more than $2.6 million from youth detention centers. Minors appear before a judge accepting cash from private prisons. Look what happens. A 14-year-old, Philip Swartley, had took some money from unlocked vehicles in the neighborhood to buy some chips and drinks, and the cops caught him. And so, you know, the mother figured that he'd get community service or whatnot. What did he get? He was sentenced to a youth detention center and then shipped to a boarding school for troubled teens for 9 months. And what they don't normally, you know, they don't identify minors.
All right.
But this time they did, because the minors agreed to this to bring some attention to the issue. Because the judges, what's this guy? Judge Mark Chiavarella and Judge Michael Conahan. They pleaded guilty to criminal charges of fraud and other tax charges, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They secretly received more than $2.6 million. Because what they were doing, they were creating a potential for juvenile offenders to be sent to juvenile detention facilities. And the detention facilities were paying the judges so that they could keep convicting kids to go to those juvenile facilities. Now, I don't think it's the first time that has happened.
No.
And I don't think it's the last. As a matter of fact, look at some of the offenses that these dudes sent people for. 15-year-old Hillary Transu got sent to the detention because at a wilderness camp, she mocked an assistant principal on a MySpace page. You don't go to juvenile hall for that.
Wow.
He sent 13-year-old Shane Bly, who was accused of trespassing in a vacant building, from his parents, and he had to go for 2 weekends. Kurt Kruger to detention and 5 months of boot camp for helping a friend steal DVDs from Walmart.
5 months?
5 months. Now, I'm going to say that these dudes got caught.
They should go to prison.
Yeah, they should go to real
prison.
Butt hammer prison. They don't need to go to, you know, the country club jail.
Right.
They need to go where the homies are.
Right.
Other dudes who have been sent to jail under circumstances, stuff like that, that look shady.
What?
This is what I'm talking about right here. This right here, this is something that was caught. How many times that you I bet you got a bunch of judges that these jails is paying, sending all these people to jail.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I believe that solely, with all my heart. That one, I'm going to move on, because you got nothing to say on that.
I agree. They should go to
Butt Hammer. Yes, Butt Hammer Jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No.
You ever been to Chihuahua before?
No. No, where is Chihuahua?
Chihuahua is in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, they off the hook in Mexico right now.
What are they
now.
Doing with Mexico?
Well, in Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
Yeah, the governor, Jose Reyes.
Oh, no.
Beza. He had to cancel his trip because some gunmen attacked his convoy and killed one of his bodyguards and wounded two other agents.
Were they after him?
Yeah. I mean, why else would you attack the governor's convoy if you're not after the governor?
Just to do it.
Well, you know, down there in Mexico right now, they're off the chain.
I guess so.
They are not playing. You know, if you they don't care about nothing. You know, you heard about that guy, the mixer or whatever. He was making rival gangs. The guy disappeared. He had a thing of acid, and he would just like they were throwing the bodies in there and mixing, you know, and making them dissipate.
What?
Yeah, he purportedly made over 600 people disappear down in Mexico. They're not playing down there.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they are real serious. I'm sorry, I can't even spell Tijuana right now. You know, that was the furthest I went anyway. So, but now it's like, because I remember last time I was there, they had the dudes riding down the street with the guns and stuff. And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, this is getting kind of militant. But, you know, they fighting, yeah, they're fighting over who's going to run the drugs down there.
Wow, that guy actually mixed people in acid?
Yeah, he was making them disappear because, you know, it eats all the bones, organs, everything just dissipates in the acid.
Wow.
Yeah, they finally caught him, though.
Oh, they did? How?
I'm assuming that somebody told, hey, this is the dude, when somebody got caught, they were like, that's the dude that makes them disappear.
Mm.
This is where we go to.
What?
Yeah, the governor of Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, he's asking the federal officials to investigate. He says, because the assailant fired high-powered weapons that Mexican law says can only be used by the military. Hmm.
That's a little fishy.
Yeah, it's not fishy. Remember when the president came in from Mexico, the first thing he did, he fired the whole police force.
Oh.
So, you know, you got to fire the whole police force?
Yeah.
That's saying something. I don't know who the hell he hired. Like I said, he brought in all the federal troops, but they've been going at it for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you don't keep too much track of political things.
No, I don't.
This Guantanamo Bay prisoner. Man, you see this dude, right? This looks like one of my cousins. I'm like, yeah, he was. Yeah, this dude. He said he was tortured at a covert CIA site in Morocco. Returned to Britain a free man Monday after nearly 7 years in U.S. captivity. Yeah, he's the first U.S. prison camp inmate freed since Barack Obama took office.
Oh.
Name is Binyam Mohammed. And he was once accused by the U.S. officials of being part of a conspiracy to detonate a dirty bomb on American soil.
Looks like one of your cousins.
Looks like one of my cousins, man. Scared to go outside.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's some serious stuff, man. You know, they had them dudes down in Guantanamo Bay. And they ain't had no rights or nothing. They were just beating them. I don't know if you saw some of them pictures where they made them all get naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, they made them all get naked and get all up on each other, all hugged up. It was nasty. You imagine. This, I don't know, it might be turn you on, but there's a bunch, here's a big mound of naked men in this picture that they was taking, just all huddled up together.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awful. They made them do that. To them, it was just funny. Imagine how horrifying that is. Anyway, it gets a little bit worse.
Oh no! What? What?
Yeah, a Pennsylvania boy. They had the prosecutor. And this is funny. The prosecutor says he had no choice but to file adult charges against an 11-year-old. Pennsylvania boy accused of killing his father's pregnant girlfriend.
What?
Yeah. He said the Lawrence County District Attorney says Pennsylvania law doesn't permit him to file a criminal homicide charge against Jordan Brown in juvenile court.
They're going to try it as an adult.
Yeah. They said Brown is charged as an adult with using his own 20-gauge shotgun to kill 26-year-old Kenzie Marie Hawk while she lay in bed. They said because he's charged as an adult, Brown is in the county jail, but he's separated from adult inmates.
Why are they...
That's a tough one. Because first, I want to know how the hell 11-year-old
gets a
20-gauge shotgun. You know,
yeah.
Especially when they say he uses his own shotgun.
Yeah. What the hell is he doing with
right.
his own shotgun?
Yeah, I'm going to assume that no NRA people are going to respond to
that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're not going to talk about that one, but.
11 years old. And knew how to use it to shoot.
Yeah, because he shot the pops, his pops' pregnant girlfriend.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. I don't even know what to say on that one. That's deep.
11 years old.
11 years old?
Jeez.
Have you ever heard of the, well, Florida?
Well, we're going back to Florida.
We're going to Florida. And there's a rapper. You ever heard of the rapper Nori? N-O-R-E?
Nope.
Yeah, he's the one-hit guy. His real name is Victor Santiago. He was arrested because he caused a disruption at the Fatburger in Miami Beach, Florida, by yelling at another customer, ripping up a bouquet of flowers and throwing a cup filled with a yellow liquid at the customer. Authorities said the rapper punched the man in the face and yelled, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to assume that the guy said,
"No.
No, I do not." Because I barely know.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. You barely heard of him?
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
He had one song. And I'm not going to say the lyrics to it because I don't say that word.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a stupid song. That's all he's known for.
A stupid song?
Yeah, stupid song.
Hmm.
I got to ride on somebody.
Uh-oh.
I got to do it. I'm going to ride on Mississippi. They decided that they were going to all the kids dressed as people they they can take the kids out to a field that know what it was like to pick cotton.
That. What a dumbass.
A parent giving a shout out to Roy Coleman. He brought to their attention. They're pinching, hey, nah, this is not cool. And you know that no other child should be involved in something like that. And this is the elementary school. This ain't high school. It's where you're just quote-unquote trying to be educational or whatever. I don't know what the intent was, but cotton picking day. This is why we don't go to Mississippi. In places like that, because
if you'd like to send in your topics to Smooth Drama, you can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And to stay up to date on future events, shows, guest appearances, interviews,
you can text us at smoothdrama411.
From your mobile device. On that note, we'd like to thank you for tuning in, and you're listening to The Drama with
Dick Hugger
and Buttock Collins. You can tune in to us every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Until then, thank you for listening.
We love you. Don't be one bitch.
Together you've got to move. Drama.